SFMSports.net and Salisbury University welcomes you to this presentation of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse. This broadcast is powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net.
Welcome to Salisbury University. Doug Newton here, bringing you another edition of Salisbury University Seagulls Lacrosse. Today, the Seagulls facing in-state rival McDaniel for another non-conference matchup here at Seagull Stadium. Salisbury returning home after a pretty one-sided defeat at Widener this past Saturday. That was on February the 22nd. 11-3 your final in that one, as the Seagulls improved to 3-0, still undefeated in the early season. Mike Kane, the junior attackman, posting a game-high 3 goals in that one, as Salisbury holding Widener. It was 3-2 after the end of the first quarter, but they scored 8 of the final 9 goals in that game. They held Widener to just 1 goal allowed after the first quarter. They shut down the Pride, and they get their third win of the year as Salisbury continues to climb the polls. They are now fourth in NCAA Division III in the USILA poll, looking up at Stevenson, SUNY Cortland, and RIT, who leads the way, RIT at number one in the latest poll. And in this matchup today, it should be another one-sided victory, at least you would think on paper, but still have to play the 60 minutes of action for the Seagulls to get their fourth victory. But it looking like a game in which Salisbury going non-conference against McDaniel, one that they should handle the Green Terror easily. Those expectations always there for this Seagulls program. Last year was a 16-3 win at McDaniel. The year before, a 22-1 victory here at home for Salisbury. So they've handled the Green Terror before, and we'll see if that is the same case here today. Midweek game for the Seagulls against their in-state rival, the McDaniel Green Terror. Had a chance to talk with head coach Jim Berkman ahead of today's matchup. My conversation when we return on the Seagulls pregame show on SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores! Are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Baltimore! Experience it live. 3 days, 3 championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Here in Maryland, your state crustacean is a blue crab. But can a crab help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico? I mean, you even have a stained glass blue crab sculpture at BWI, which shows your commitment to this Maryland crab relationship. But even that won't get you discounts on car insurance. I know a gecko who looks great on stained glass and can help you save money with Geico. Just saying.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Seagulls All-Access pregame show continues from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Doug Newton here, and a chance to chat with head coach of the Salisbury University Seagulls lacrosse team, Jim Berkman. And Coach Berkman, first a couple of quick thoughts about the game at Widener. Obviously a defensive dominant performance by your Seagulls. What was the difference both tactically and, I guess, intensity-wise between the first quarter and then the final three quarters where you allowed just one goal?
Well, the first quarter, we didn't give up a goal until late in the quarter. We jumped on them pretty good, and then we actually made a sub, and a freshman came into the game, and he wasn't quite ready. and we gave up, I thought, which was a pretty soft goal there to end the half to give them their second goal. The third quarter, you know, I don't think the score was actually indicative of, you know, how well we played at times, because the third quarter we basically played man down. We didn't even have the ball in the third quarter and much of the second half. There was so many penalties up there on Saturday. But, you know, I thought we did some good things. We generated a lot of good shots, but we didn't finish a few great opportunities that probably would have, I thought in reality probably should have been more like a 16-5 game, not an 11-3 game. But we did play hard. We did shut them down pretty well. We got great goalie play from Alex Taylor once again.
In that game, junior Mike came with three goals to lead the way. What have you seen from him early on in the season?
Well, you know, Mike's worked real hard. You know, he's a redshirt junior. You know, he's an older junior, and he's worked real hard to develop his skills. He's more the traditional Seagull crease guy. He's a big kid on the crease, and he catches the ball in front of the goal, and he puts it away. And, you know, at 6'2" and about 205, and his hands have gotten a lot better, and he's starting to move better. He's kind of filling the role that we haven't had. We didn't have last year. So, you know, he's been pretty consistent in each of the first three games, and hopefully he'll have another good day today, because his team likes to slide early and the crease should be open at times today.
You've had a couple of blowout wins against Widener and Greensboro. You had a tight game against Lynchburg. How would you assess the play of goalie Alex Taylor so far?
Alex has had, an outstanding start. Had a couple of huge saves in the Lynchburg game in the third quarter that allowed us an opportunity to win that game in overtime. Mm-hmm. You know, after maybe a little bit of a shaky start in that game, but you know, he was dynamite in the opener. He was real good again, stopping the saves he should have, and then a couple he shouldn't have on Saturday at Widener. And you know, hopefully he's going to give us a good leadership today, and he's going to start that defensive back line that he's been doing for the last 3 years.
You know, coming into this year, obviously expectations high once again for your team. How do you deal with the team that's perennially ranked in the top five in Division III NCAA, and you manage those lofty goals?
Well, you know, the bar has been set so high here by the alumni that have played here over the last 26 years and even before that, that, you know, everybody knows that here that the goal by the player and alumni is, you know, much less than getting to that championship game is not a very good season. And, you know, that this is not very realistic. As coaches, we never talk about that, but, you know, the players definitely feel that. But, you know, we think we got a good team. We like our chances on any given day. Our attack's got to continue to improve. We're a little beat up on attack right now. Brady Shields won't play again today, you know, and he was starting in the first game, and Jesse Ravish, who started the first game in the left-hand attack spot, you know, didn't play the last two games either. So we're beat up a little bit on attack, but, you know, we're counting on Nate Blondino, the freshman, to be our fourth guy today, and he's been giving us good play, and I think he's going to be a budding star. So hopefully we're going to get a little bit more healthy, though, because those are a couple man-up players that we need down the road. But hopefully the guys that get the opportunity today will step up and answer the bell.
Doug Newton talking with head coach Jim Berkman. Looking at this matchup, you played with McDaniel, you know, these last couple years, and they've been pretty big wins for your team. Anything different expecting in this game?
No, the same goalie's played the last 3 years. You know, he's a good stopper. He's all over the place. They're very strong defensively. This is a very good team defensively. They slide early. They're pretty organized with a lot of experience. They got a new faceoff kid that's a freshman that had an outstanding outing. They were 18-22 in the first game. Same attack as last year. You know, we got to stop 43 at the midfield. He's the best player on their team. He's a sophomore middy that led him in scoring last year, and he's a handful athletically, and he's also a good feeder. So, you know, we've definitely got to take him out of the mix, because everything kind of starts with him.
All right, well, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. That's head coach Jim Berkman. More to come. Face-off and starting lineups when we return on SFMSports.net.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
All right, we're about ready for lacrosse here at Seagulls Stadium. McDaniel and Salisbury, the Seagulls 3-0 on the year. McDaniel 0-1 coming into this game. Let's get you today's starting lineups. For Salisbury, Matt Dupras, Pat Bivens, Christian Dalmas, Patrick Serio, Zach Bitzer, Zach Monzo, Will Kropp, Sean Brett, Drew Cordes, and Jason Lawrence. I assume that's for McDaniel as we are underway. Salisbury winning the first possession in the faceoff and moving into the attacking third. Here is Rhett DePaul, even with the cage, now backing behind it. DePaul gets into the basket, the lacrosse ball back from Mike King. Reversing sides of the field. On the far side, Kane coming near side now. Here is Greg Corvin. Greg Corvin, the midfield from Odenton, Maryland. Just across the line, slings it far side. Here's Luke Phipps, double team coming from McDaniel, nearly scrambling and losing the ball, but it will stay with Salisbury. Just underway, top of the circle. Here is Donovan Lang. Salisbury in their home whites. Circling around, far side now. Here's Lang sprinting towards the cage, leaves it off. Two quick passes, rip, and a goal! Luke Phipps. The goal for Salisbury, and the Seagulls take an early 1-0 lead.
Salisbury University goal, scored by number 23, Luke Phipps. Assisted on the play by number 7, Rhett DePaul.
Minute 10 seconds into the game, and Salisbury already up 1-0. I mentioned in the pregame show that Salisbury dominated McDaniel these last 2 years, 16-3 in 2013, and in 2012 here at home, the last time these two teams faced in Seagull Stadium, it was 22-1. Just a dominant game for the Seagulls as loose ball on the faceoff moving towards the McDaniels attacking third. Ball is still loose, trying to rake it up Salisbury, and eventually gaining control is the long pole, Newt Krause. Krause leaves it for Alex Taylor, the goalie. And now Taylor will move it into midfield. Gets towards the midline and now leaves it for his defenseman, Josh Martin. Martin tosses back to Taylor, lob into the attacking side of the field. Chris Bianc with the ball. Whips it far side. Now circling around, here's Phipps behind the cage. Phipps, reversing field, two quick passes. Greg Corvin leaves it for Lang, and now on the attack, here is Corvin. Right across the line, Corvin into the attacking side. Corvin resets, angling in, Corvin crosses over right, the shot whipped and blocked. Saved by the McDaniel goalkeeper. This is Christian Dalmus. The Green Terror take over in the backfield. Pressure on the long pole here. Salisbury trying to create a turnover before McDaniel can get into the front side of the field, and it is stolen away. 3-on-1, fast break for Salisbury. The shot in on the deep. Rhett DePaul with the goal. Salisbury up 2-0. 12 minutes, 5 seconds left in the first quarter. So McDaniel, once they get their first possession of the game, can get it into the attacking side of the field. The pressure defense from the Seagulls, and it creates an easy opportunity for Rhett DePaul in the goal. Face off, won by Salisbury. Chris Bianc. Ball is loose now, and now picked up by McDaniel. Pat Bivens, near side of the field, going from left to right are the Green Terror in their road green jerseys, yellow trip. Turning back behind the cage. Bivens being hounded here by Josh Martin, the long pole for the Seagulls. Martin a couple of checks and now leaves off. Passing and resetting are the Green Terror. McDaniel comes into today 0-1 on the season. Their lone loss to Mary Washington by a final score of 12-7. Far side of the field. Here's Dupras. Penetration, double team coming, slashed and kicked out. Ball is loose and stolen away by Salisbury. Resetting to the goalkeeper and Taylor. Lob into the front side of the field. Attacking now, New Kraus. Kraus in the attacking third. He leaves it off behind the cage. Here's DePaul. Pass to Phipps, now resetting. Kraus gets back into the defensive side. Allows for Thomas Cirillo to enter the ballgame. Brandon Kendrick with the ball near side. Two quick passes. Far side of the field, right wing. Cirillo leaves it off for Adam Stork. Stork attacking from the point. Going right. Whips it. Cirillo. The right-handed shot. Bottom side, left corner, goal. Thomas Cirillo makes it 3-0, and Salisbury all over the Green Terror early here in Seagull Stadium. 10 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. All Seagulls thus far going just as planned for head coach Jim Berkman. Face off, McDaniel and Salisbury getting down low. Bianc wins it for the Seagulls, scooping it up. Now sprinting into the front field. Coming down the near sideline. Two quick passes behind the cage. Here is Phipps. Now reversing side, far side. Coming left. Phipps behind the cage. On ball screen there by DePaul. Trying to free up Phipps. He whips it around the point. Now right wing. Attacking. Corvin going right. Trying to get some space. Now circling behind the cage. Corvin around the crease. He leaves it for Lang. Now at the point. Pass inside. It blocked the shot there by Kane. The body saved there by the goalkeeper in Dalmas, and McDaniel takes over on the rebound. Mass substitution here, and McDaniel getting it into the front court. Passing to the left side. Stolen away. Unable to connect there. In the attacking third was McDaniel, and now Salisbury takes over. That's an unforced turnover on McDaniel, and when they do get possession, they can't waste it against a Salisbury team that's going to dominate the ball today. Pass across the midline. Here is Lang sprinting far sideline. Lang into the box. Two quick passes. Corvin at the point. Now working his way left wing. Cradles left side. Now attacks going behind the cage. Two quick passes. Swings it to Phipps. Ball screen. Phipps circling around at the point. One pass to Lang, and now Lang backpedaling resets for the Seagulls. 8 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Corvin, left wing, looks behind the cage. Here's DePaul, trying to attack inside the shot. Phipps with the goal. The assist there to Rhett DePaul, finding the man wide open just in front of the crease. And Salisbury's up 4-0. Timeout taken by McDaniel with 8 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Salisbury out to a big lead early.
Timeout called by McDaniel Collins.
The 10-time NCAA Division III champion showing why they're ranked in the top 5 once again in the NCAAs. Right now 4th in the latest poll. And Salisbury 3-0 on the season. Non-conference game here for the Seagulls. Just trying to prepare. And as you heard from Coach Berkman in the pregame show interview, always having to deal with lofty expectations for this program. The 10-time champion, always a regular in the championship game, Final Four. Last year, making it to the NCAA semifinals before being bounced with a 17-6 record. And it's amazing that that will go down as a disappointing season for Coach Berkman. Of course, 2012 champions in the Division III ranks, also in 2011, 2008. It's been quite the run. The all-time winningest coach in NCAA lacrosse at any level, Berkman in his 26th season. Players retake the field. Face off here after the goal for Salisbury, 4-0, Seagulls lead. Michael Schiavone will take the face off honors for Salisbury. Underside and an infraction on McDaniel, and the possession goes to the Seagulls. So now into the attacking third to Pohl. Swinging to Kane behind the cage. Now here's Phipps far side. Phipps moving back towards the point, outside the box. Pass is awry, but regathered here. Connor Summers. Summers, the sophomore, moving towards the midline as he resets for the Seagulls. Substitution into the attacking side of the field. Brandon Kendrick leaves it for Kyle Goss. Goss, far side, just outside the box. Now reversing field. Returning to the point. Here is Goss on the attack, right wing. Now circling back. Phipps bails him out. Phipps attacking left. Looking for the shot. Gets it away. Body block. Saved by Dalmas. McDaniel takes over. Cortez taking the rebound for the Green Terror, the long pole. And again, the pressure here from Salisbury on the McDaniel side of the field. Not even letting them get to the half line. On the far side, double team coming. Check and out of bounds, the ball goes. Losing it, the Green Terror. Now the Seagulls take over. Preston Dabbs leaves it for DePaul. And now Corvin comes in the ball game, right wing. Corvin getting a sprinting start. Now circling behind the cage, just outside the crease. No one on Corvin, he's just standing there casually. Cradling on the left side. Stationary here from the Seagulls and Green Terror as they're in a stalemate. 6 minutes, 6 seconds to go, and a quick shot, a goal. The pass, Corvin finding Mike Kane on the quick hitter, just lulling the Green Terror into the false sense of security. He was stationary on the backside of the crease for a good 10 seconds, and then a quick back cut from Kane, an easy touch goal. It's 5-0, Salisbury. Face off here. Ball is loose at the midline. Picked up by McDaniel. Now slapped away. Fighting for it. Trying to rake it up. And indeed, it's Salisbury taking possession. That's Jake Rotman into the attacking third. Rotman, left side of the box. Now back pedals. Looking for a back cut. Here is Kendrick into the attacking third, right wing. Kendrick circles back. Leaves it for Cirillo. Cirillo at the point. Cirillo finds Stark. Stark jogging across the line into the box. Right side. Now circling around the back of the cage. Pass here to Blondino. Now left wing. Cirillo crosses over left. Trying to get a right-handed shot off. Inside pass. Awry there. It was Blondino. Or excuse me, Mike Kane on the back cut. It goes behind the cage. Possession stays with Salisbury. Here is Blondino. Passes to the point. Pump fake from Brandon Kendrick. Pass to the right wing. Goal! Whipping it into the net. Thomas Cirillo. 6-0 Salisbury with 5 minutes and 1 second to go in the first quarter.
Assist on the play by number 12, Brandon Kendrick.
Give Kendrick the assist, the goal to Cirillo. Bianc will handle the face-off duties for Salisbury once again. Bianc fighting down low. Winning it is Serio for McDaniel. Now here's Trey Hunt the third. Hunt trying to get it into the attacking third for McDaniel, and on the near sideline, the ball goes out of bounds and it will stay with the Green Terror. It was Josh Martin on defense trying to pick that one up before letting the ball just roll over the sideline. Well, McDaniel with a rare possession in this first quarter. Here is Jason Lawrence at the point near the midline. Now jogs right. Lobs it to the right wing. There's Bivens. Reversing field behind the cage, now spinning into the middle. Monzo can't get the shot away. It goes out of bounds. And that is a turnover. Salisbury takes over. Martin, a casual flip to his goalkeeper and Taylor, and they move it up the field. Now into the attacking third. Here is Anderson. Davis Anderson just into the ball game. Anderson left wing. Two quick passes. Here's DePaul. Leaves it for Phipps. Back to DePaul. Ball fake. He tosses back to Phipps. They play catch. Behind the cage. Now reverses left wing. Salisbury moving from right to left across the field. Here's Corvin. Jump pass. Finds at the top of the point. Pass inside. Knocked away. DePaul losing it. Nice check there from the Green Terror. We have a whistle. And they'll give the ball back to Salisbury. Now the shot here from Corbin. No. Pass down low to DePaul. Behind the cage now. Trying to lob it over the goalkeeper. Can't find anything. Spinning away from a double team. Knocked out of the stick. The Green Terror take over on their side of the field. Dupress jogs into the attacking side of the field for McDaniel. On the right wing, and now Salisbury resets their defense here. McDaniel taking their time, looking for a ball screen, spinning left. Jason Lawrence, far wing now. The reverse sides of the field. Sean Brett with the ball now. Lobs it down low. Behind the goal. Three quick passes just around the horn. Can't get any penetration for McDaniel at the point. Here's Brett falling to the flip to the turf. Ball is loose. And we have a whistle. And infraction on Salisbury. So we'll stay with McDaniel on that loose ball. So now Green Terror possession. Sideline pass, far side. Behind the cage. Here is Bivens circling near side. Now spinning back, being guarded by Martin. With the stick check. Marvin makes Bivens get rid of it. Here's Dupress. Dupress going left. Losing the stick and the ball all in one motion. What a check there from Lang, the midfielder for Salisbury. He takes over. It's Siegel's possession. Holding near the midline, here's Cirillo. Sprinting into the box. Leaves it left wing to DePaul. Pumps. Now pass inside Cirillo. Wraparound shot. Kick save. Going far sideline. Out of bounds, and it will stay with Salisbury. Seagulls lead 6-0, minute 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Seagulls have dominated thoroughly. McDaniel's only had a few possessions, and they've not gotten off a clean shot. Near wing, here's Stork for Salisbury, going left. Two quick passes, Cirillo far side, going right. Passes behind the cage, DePaul, looking to attack, DePaul, spinning left, on the side, he resets to Phipps, Phipps clears to the point, here is Kendrick going left, looking to whip in a shot, stick save, caught nicely by Dalmas, the keeper, McDaniel pushes up, McDaniel's side of the field now. Here is Kevin Nichols, left wing. Nichols Takes a nice body check from Cirillo. He gets rid of the ball, and now behind the cage, here is Bivens. Bivens looking to set up the terror attack. Bounce pass goes awry just under the stick of Jason Lawrence, and that final horn is the end of the first quarter. So Salisbury leads 6-0 after the first period of play. This is Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net. The green turtle.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Doug Newton back with you here at Seagulls Stadium, Salisbury, Maryland. And the Salisbury University Seagulls have a 6-0 lead after the first quarter. 12-1. Salisbury the advantage, as McDaniel has barely had the ball at all in this opening half. Salisbury won 6 of the 7 faceoffs in the first period and dominating that aspect of the game and really never letting the McDaniel Green Terror get on offense for more than a couple minutes at a time. Teams will switch sides. Salisbury moves from left to right now. Bianc on the faceoff for the Seagulls. Gets in his crouch, now spins it out of there. Ball is loose, going towards McDaniel goal, and Bianc scoops it up. Bianc racing in, the left-handed shot, missed. Nice save there by Dalmas. It stays with Salisbury as it goes behind the cage out of bounds. DePaul looking to set up the Salisbury attack. Circling around the crease. Now backpedaling. Leaves it for Phipps near wing. So now on the left wing. Here is Lang. And it leaves it for Corbin at the point. Corbin walks center of the field. Outside the box. Now backpedaling towards the midline. Crosses over right. Looking for a ball screen. Lang. Penetration. Now circles behind the cage. Corbin. Just circling around, and he'll jog all the way back towards the midline. He went all the way around the cage towards the far side of the field and now resets at the point. Now jogs left, jabs left, goes right. Leaves it for Fitzgerald. Left-handed pass, Lang. Lang at the top, just into the box. Now backpedaling, trying to shake off the defender. He leaves it for Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald at the near wing. Salisbury taking their time, already a minute and a half into the second quarter. At the point, here's Corbin. Pass left wing, the shot bouncing off the pipe towards the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. It will stay with Salisbury. That shot there from the far wing and Mike Kane. So Lang resets, and now Corbin with possession for the Seagulls. Left wing, he draws a double team. Pass to Fitzgerald. The left-handed whip past the top of the goal. Salisbury keeps it. Another shot there from the Seagulls, and they're now out shooting McDaniel College 14-1. Just dominant right now for Salisbury, up 6-0. Left wing, lob pass down low. DePaul Leaves it for Phipps. Phipps crosses, right-handed pass to DePaul. Far side. DePaul circling around the cage. In front of the crease, leaves it. Here's Corvin. Jabs left, goes right. Corvin trying to whip it down low. Finds to Phipps. Phipps. Pass to the point. Here's Lang. Lang tripped up. And we have a flag called on McDaniel. Tripping penalty on the Green Terror. Lang went down in a heap. Couldn't see if he got his feet tangled up or if it was a stick check. But it will be a penalty on McDaniel.
McDaniel College number 16, Zach Bitzer.
They call it on Zach Bitzer, number 16. And so now the Seagulls go a man up on offense. So just five defenders and the goalie for the Green Terror. Phipps on the near wing as we're back underway. 12 minutes, 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Salisbury up 6-0. Just passing around the perimeter. Phipps, near wing. Pass down low, Corvin. Looks behind the cage to pull. Trying to pass the thread through the needle in the middle. Can't make the connection. It goes out of bounds near sideline. DePaul with a tough pass there. He's looking for a back cut to Kane. And now the Green Terror take over. Salisbury still a man up. Now pressuring in the backfield. Dalmas, pass up the near sideline. Knocked out of the hands. A diving stick check there from DePaul to get the ball back off the far sideline. DePaul, now far wing. He'll shoot in the back of the net. So DePaul, a fantastic defensive play, leaving his feet on the stick check to knock it away from the Green Terror. And then coming back right away, the goal to give Salisbury the 7-0 lead. Well, Rhett DePaul, a fantastic play there, the senior from Chester, Maryland, doing it on both sides of the field. He was right at the midline when he made that fantastic defensive pressure. Faceoff won by Bianchi continues his great day handling the faceoffs for Salisbury, and the Seagulls have another possession here in the second quarter. It's 11 minutes, 26 seconds to go in the half. It's Salisbury 7, McDaniel 0. They have just one shot thus far. Far wing Kendrick tosses it near side. Cirillo getting a running start. Cirillo draws a double team, lays it for DePaul. Behind the cage, DePaul. Pass back to Cirillo, wide open. Top pipe across the bar. Just missing a fantastic goal there from Cirillo. Salisbury gets the rebound and they reset to Luke Phipps. Nearly taking an 8-0 lead there. Phipps, wraparound shot with the left and finds the back of the net. Just sneaking by Dalmas on the near pipe.
Salisbury University unassisted goal.
Unassisted goal for Phipps. And it's 8-0 Salisbury. They just missed one from Cirillo. But there Phipps redeems his teammate. 10 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Salisbury 8, McDaniel 0. Third goal of the day for Luke Phipps. Chris Bianch wins another faceoff. Now moving up the far sideline. Bounce pass. Long pole. Here's Zeke Smith at the point. The shot blocked. McDaniel takes over. Getting the rebound. Trying to dive and slap it away are the Seagulls. Long pass near side. Here is Will Kropp. Kropp sprinting. Pass the near sideline, long pole. No one picks him up into the attacking third, passing behind the cage, or the shot attempt. Couldn't see if he was trying to find Bivens or put that on goal, but it stays with the Green Terror. Jackson Balkin at the point for McDaniel. He leaves it far wing. McNichol, the freshman from Pittsburgh, circles behind the cage. McDaniel with their first possession here of the second quarter. Tripped up behind the cage, slipping, losing his footing. McNichol now stands up, going right towards the near side. Body check coming here. Nice defense by Christian Ottenredder. Being very physical. Now the stick check. McNichol can't get rid of it. Around the crease it goes. Pass left wing. Pump fake. Monzo leaves it for the point, and now Balkan resets for McDaniel. Trailing 8-0 are the Green Terror. Their first possession of the second quarter, and they're going to get as good a look as they can find. No rush here. 8 minutes 58 seconds to go in the half. Balkan circling around near side. Two quick passes, trying to get in the lane. Now here's Jason Lawrence spinning to the middle. We have a penalty flag, and that is going to be on Salisbury. And now McDaniel will go a man up. They get the possession back, the Seagulls with the steal, but the infraction, and going over to the sideline to service time, Zeke Smith.
Number 36, Zeke Smith.
So the senior from Frederick, Maryland, takes a knee. Salisbury a man down now on defense. McDaniel ball. Lawrence tosses it near side. Gets it back at the point. Now to the near wing. Here's Brett. Reversing field. Coming from the right wing, now to the left. Brett passes behind the cage. Brett gets it back, left wing, to Lawrence. At the point, pass inside, whip shot. It goes behind the cage, and able to get to the ball first at the line was Alex Taylor, the goalkeeper. Salisbury takes over. There wasn't a soul behind the cage for McDaniel on that shot. Just a strategic error. And it's Taylor with the hustle play to get the possession back to Salisbury. 8-0, Seagulls lead big here in the first half, second quarter action. Just under 8 minutes to go. Kendrick holds for the Seagulls. Far wing, just into the box. Toes the line, now cross court pass or cross field pass. He finds Rotman. Ball's loose. Rotman picks it up, gets it back to Kendrick. Left wing, Kendrick. Stop and go. Now spins. Back to the point. Cirillo can't get the shot off. Pass down low. Here's Phipps. The left-handed shot sails on him. Goes way out of bounds. That shot went 20 feet up in the air off the left-handed whip by Phipps. It stays with Salisbury to pull back there to get possession. Spinning in the middle, Cirillo, double team coming, ball's knocked loose, Kendrick picks it up, scoops it for Salisbury. He passes the pole behind the goal, cross court, cross field pass, and he can't find Phipps on the near wing. He just lobbed it over his teammate's head, and it goes over to McDaniel after the turnover. 8-0 Salisbury, big lead here with now under 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Clock is running now as getting it inbounds. Brendan Andrews for McDaniel. Onto the McDaniel side of the field and knocked away, stolen. Here's Marty Wallace. Wallace, the long stick midfield. Pass to Cirillo, bounce shot off the left pipe. High rebound, and it finally comes down. Brandon Kendrick controls for Salisbury left wing. So Cirillo's had a couple of shots that have hit the top crossbar, and this time the left pipe. He's already got 2 goals today, but it really should be 4. Corvin, near side, lob pass, Phipps, right wing. Phipps circling, top of the circle. He misses the shot. Ball is loose, rebound, and the left corner! Top shelf, the rebound scramble from Mike Kane right at the top of the crease as that rebound came off the shot of Luke Phipps. Salisbury with the goal, 9-0 Seagulls. 6 minutes to play here in the first half, second quarter action, and it's all Seagulls. And McDaniel just looks out of their element. Face off now, and one here by Salisbury. This time it's Michael Schiavone. Schiavone, pass left wing, another pass. Bouncing shot, blocked. Kick save there by Dalmas. We have a penalty called as McDaniel picks up the ball. It goes against the Green Terror. And now Salisbury will get the man up on offense. So the violation there goes against the defenseman, Alex Schunk.
1 minute illegal body check penalty called against McDaniel College, number 8, Alex.
Illegal body check on McDaniel. So Salisbury takes possession. After the scramble, they were going to lose the ball, but now they get it right back. Well, Corbin, far wing. Pass it to Polk. To the point. Here is Lang. He's going around the horn with a man down. McDaniel in a zone. Near side, Fitzgerald. Pass to Lang. Now Kane. Fitzgerald looks down low, wide open. Skip pass. Here down low to Pole. The leaping shot from the far wing. Just inching closer and closer to the goal. And there's DePaul.
Number 7, Rhett DePaul.
Rhett DePaul makes it 10-0. Salisbury with the big lead, 5:20 to play in the second quarter. DePaul, his third goal of the day. He has 2 assists as well, 5 points in total. Face off, this time won by McDaniel. Stick check, trying to rip it away. Here's Schiavone scooping it up, and it is stolen away here by Josh Martin. So Salisbury takes over, scrambling still in the backfield, and now resetting to Alex Taylor, and Salisbury can take over. McDaniel had won that faceoff, but they couldn't get it into the attacking third. Whipping up it up ahead. Here's Mike Kane, left wing. Kane, crossing field near side, now reverses. Brandon Kendrick, toss. Now Rotman at the point. Steps into the box on a jog near wing. Holds at his hip. Now crosses left. Pass to the point. Cirillo, the step, the crank, and he shoots it far left side. Just misses wide. It stays with Salisbury. Seagulls with possession up 10-0. 4:20 and counting left in the second quarter. Cirillo. Pass it to Paul. And we have a penalty flag thrown. Advantage sticks it with Salisbury as they continue the possession. Bounce shot coming from Rotman. Goes past the far sideline. Missed wide right there. And Salisbury will keep possession. And the penalty will go against McDaniel now, as it is assessed with the dead ball. It goes against Drew Cortez, number 35, the defenseman on the slash. Mike Kane with possession for Salisbury, a man up again for the Seagulls, already up 10-0 in the second quarter, under 4 minutes to play in the half. Kane near side. Passes top of the box. Here's Luke Phipps. Phipps at the point. Left-handed toss to Paul. 2 quick passes. Now skip, knocked away and stolen. Getting a stick to it. McDaniel defenseman Will Krupp. And now the Green Terror look to push. Just trying to get it onto their side of the field. Far wing, knocked away. McDaniel scoops it up. Here's Jason Lawrence at the point. Double team coming. Corbin all over. Spinning back out of it. Brandon Andrews finds Jason Lawrence. Again, the double team swarming at the Green Terror. Circling around the back of the cage. And now McDaniel firmly in possession. 3 minutes to go in the half. Just looking for their first goal. Don't want to be blanked in the first 30 minutes of play. Sean Brett at the point. Another flag thrown. This one will be assessed to Salisbury at the next dead ball. Double team coming. Bivens finds Lawrence. Top of the box. Bivens whips it near wing. Here is Brett. Tosses it back to Lawrence, and they take their time. Penalty upcoming at the next stoppage, and Salisbury takes over, and now it will be enforced after the poke away and steal. So now Salisbury will go a man down. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's Salisbury 10, McDaniel nothing.
Third second
violation here on number 43, Christian Ottenritter. Or nope, they're going to call it on number 3, Jake Rotman, who will take the knee. Jason Lawrence at the point. Circling around. Pass near wing. Brett now reversing field. Lawrence. Ball fake. Passes to Dupras. Far wing. A low pass there for Bivens. Now coming near side, Brett. The Green Terror, no penetration. Left wing, can't connect. Picking up the loose ball there was Zach Monzo. Now backpedaling Lawrence, trying to get a running start. Into the box, going right. Body check coming. Now spinning left. Double team here. Lawrence just flips it to his teammate and Brett. Minute 25 to play in the half. Behind the cage now, Lawrence, near wing. Ball fake. Now he gets rid of it. Far wing, Brett. Passes to Bivens behind the cage. Here's Monzo. Monzo to Lawrence. Spinning left. And again, a nice check here from Davis Anderson to ward off any attack. Under a minute to play in the second quarter. McDaniel just trying to end the half with a good shot. Lawrence, skip pass. The shot down low. Dupras with the goal. McDaniel on the scoreboard, 10-1, with 49 seconds to go in the first half. A skipping shot off the turf in the low left corner.
Correction, goal scored by number 2, Matt Dupras.
Dupras with the goal, and it's 10-1. Salisbury still up by 9 in firm control. McDaniel will not be shut out today. Face off, Bianc wins it for Salisbury, scoops it up in the backfield. Now moves his way across the midline, passes left wing. Timeout taken by Salisbury, and we'll take one with them. 38 seconds to go in the first half. It's Salisbury 10, McDaniel 1 on SFMSports.net.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, three championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
Back with you here at Seagulls Stadium, Salisbury, Maryland. Doug Newton on hand for Seagulls Lacrosse. Salisbury up 10-1 over McDaniel College. McDaniel making the trip down from Westminster, Maryland earlier today. Midweek game for both these teams, Maryland rivals. And Salisbury has dominated the series as of late. They've won by double-digit margins, and more than just that, these last 2 years, 16-3 in 2013, 22-1 in 2012, and more of the same today. It's 10-1 with 38 seconds to play in the second quarter. Seagulls possession as we return from the timeout. Kendrick on the far wing. He'll trigger and start the clock for Salisbury. Luke Phipps behind the cage. Phipps going left. Tosses it. Cirillo at the right wing. Now backpedaling towards the midline out of the box. Kendrick looking to the point. Here's Connor Summers. Finds Cirillo. High toss. Luke Phipps. Phipps spinning left. Even with the goal. Pick and roll here, and down low, Cirillo just misses at the horn, looking for the buzzer beater goal. But instead, we go to halftime with Salisbury a commanding lead. Could have been more. Thomas Cirillo had a couple of attempts that hit the pipe, and they're just missing at the end of the second quarter. Your score, Salisbury 10, McDaniel 1. This is Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Chick-fil-A.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
Also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
And the other day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
Every season starts with hope and a dream to play for the ultimate title, to become NCAA national champions. And you can experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division III Men's Basketball Championship, March 21st and 22nd in Salem, Virginia, hosted by the Old Dominion Athletic Conference and the City of Salem. Affordable tickets now available. Visit ncaa.com/tickets today and make a date with champions.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
This is Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net. Now back to the press box for the first half recap and out-of-town scoreboard. The all-access halftime show starts now.
All right, back with you for the halftime show here as fourth-ranked Salisbury University leading big over McDaniel College. Salisbury 10, McDaniel 1 after two quarters as Salisbury with the major advantage in just about every statistical category. Salisbury with 29 shots compared to the Green Terror. They had just 4. Really limited possessions for McDaniel throughout the first half. Salisbury winning 11 of the 13 faceoffs. And even when McDaniel did get possession, pressure in the backfield by Salisbury, and they forced a couple of turnovers where McDaniel wasn't even able to get it into their side of the field. McDaniel with 10 turnovers, including 7 in that first quarter. Salisbury with 6. And the goalkeeper for Salisbury really hasn't been tested. Alex Taylor does not have a save today, and that's because he's faced only 4 shots. And only one of them was on goal, and that was the lone score, the lone tally for McDaniel, a goal by Matt Dupras in the second quarter after McDaniel was blanked in the first 15 minutes. For Salisbury, Rhett DePaul has 3 goals and 2 assists for 5 points, easily leading all scorers here today. Luke Phipps has 3 goals, Mike Kane with 2, and Thomas Cirillo has 2 as well, and Cirillo really could have 5 by now. He twice hit the pipes, one on the left side, one across the top crossbar, and then at the end of the first half, just missing wide left on an inside shot at the final buzzer of the first half and second quarter. And Cirillo has just 2 goals, but could be much more for Salisbury. Still a commanding lead. Have to like what you see if you're Coach Berkman. 10-1. Salisbury dominating right now McDaniel College. More to come on the halftime show here from Salisbury, Maryland. This is Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net.
After a season of intense competition, only the elite are left standing.
Oh, wow!
The best in men's college lacrosse are coming to Newark, Delaware. Let's it fly and score! Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals, Sunday, May 18th at Delaware Stadium in Newark, Delaware. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Salisbury University and the NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
The Salisbury University tennis team opened the season with a pair of matches at the SU tennis courts this past weekend. The Seagulls opened the year with a 6-3 win against Bridgewater College on Saturday. Salisbury jumped out to a quick 2-0 lead as Allison Lutz and Claudia Lone won at number 2 doubles 8-2 to get things started. Roxanne Albin and Natalie Savage got the second point of the day for the Gulls at number 1 doubles. After leading 4-3, Albin and Savage turned things on late to pull away for the 8-4 win. The tightest doubles match of the day came at number 3, where Sam Babbo and Megan Knapp got a service break to take a 7-6 lead and would add one more to win 9-7. Knapp would get the first singles point of the day for the Seagulls, rolling to a 6-1, 6-2 win for a 4-0 Salisbury lead. And after a Bridgewater win at number 4, Savage claimed the number 1 singles match, 6-4, 6-1, to seal the victory. Lutz got the Gulls' final point, winning 7-5, 6-1 at number 3 singles to finish off the 6-3 win. Though Salisbury could not grab a match against Division I Towson, Albin and Savage made strong runs in their matches. Albin and Savage fell 8-2 in doubles play, the closest doubles match of the day. And Albin played a tight first set at number 2 singles before grabbing an early lead in the second set, but ultimately fell 6-3, 6-4.
Hey, Roxy.
Savage went the distance with Nani Lozana at number 1 singles. Savage grabbed the first set 6-4 and opened up a 3-0 lead in the second. Lozana would force a tiebreak and win at 7-3 before claiming the third set super tiebreaker for the match. The number 13 Salisbury University baseball team split a key early season 2-game series with 10th-ranked State University of New York at Cortland this past weekend at the SU baseball field. The Seagulls put on an offensive show on Saturday in the first game of the series, putting up 12 runs on 14 hits in a 12-5 win. Kyle Heyman got things started with a bunt single in the first inning, and after Pete Grasso's single, Salisbury took a 2-1 lead when Jordan Gow's single through the right side scored the 2 runners. Grasso would score again in the third inning on a pass ball, making it 3-1, and Salisbury would push ahead to 4-1 in the fourth inning. Cortland cut the lead to 1, but Johnny Chiotis would come home on a wild pitch in the sixth inning to get Salisbury's lead to 5-3, and Austin Barefoot's single up the middle plated Bobby Sanzone. Salisbury led 7-3 through 6 innings and never looked back. Dan Fine collected the win, allowing 3 runs over 7 innings, but striking out 6 in that time. The defense behind Fine helped, including this diving grab by center fielder Bill Root. Kyle Hamby came on for the final inning, closing out the 12-5 win. In the second game of the weekend, Cortland would silence the hot Salisbury Bats as the Gulls managed just 6 hits in the contest, a 4-1 loss, the first of the year for Salisbury. While Salisbury struggled at the plate, the Cortland batters didn't do much better against Dylan Anderson. The Salisbury junior surrendered 3 runs over 6 innings and struck out 7. Max Rossing would send this double to center field in the 5th inning, scoring Donnie Castaldo for a 1-0 Cortland lead. The Red Dragons would pull ahead 4-0 before the Gulls would get on the board in the 9th. Heyman doubled to right to open the inning, and Grasso singled to put 2 runners on with no outs. Bobby Sanzone bounced into a fielder's choice to score Heyman to cut the lead to 4-1. But a double play ball would end the game to give Cortland the victory.
For more on what's happening at Salisbury University, check out the official website of the Seagulls, suseagulls.com.
Seagulls lacrosse on sfmsports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus.
I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result, in my mind, is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
All right, we're back here for the second half, about to get the third quarter underway between Salisbury and McDaniel College. And right now, Salisbury University with a 10-1 lead after the first 30 minutes of play. Salisbury in their huddle, jumping up and down with some enthusiasm, and who can blame them when they've got a huge 9-point advantage or 9-goal advantage halfway through this contest. Salisbury moved from right to left here in the third quarter. Bianco has dominated faceoffs today, helping Salisbury win 11 out of 13 faceoffs in the first half. He will handle the honors once again. Bianco has won 6 of his 8 faceoffs today, and he wins another, make it 7 of 9, and Salisbury will have the first possession of the third quarter. Pushes up to the near wing. Davis Anderson tossing behind the cage. Here's DePaul. Now to Kane. Jabs right. Now backpedals. Jogs away from his defender, and he resets to Corbin. So Salisbury with that big advantage. Salisbury fourth in the nation now. A perfect 3-0 record very early in the season. Coming off a big win at Widener, 11-3. Going left. Here's Fitzgerald. Ball screen. Pick and roll to Corvin. And he whips one in there. A goal. Just your classic screen and roll there, as it was Fitzgerald drawing the double team and freeing up Corvin. 11-1. Salisbury by 10. Not even a minute into the third quarter. So not going to let up the gas pedal are the Seagulls. Bianco to the faceoff, trying to scoop it up, fighting down low, and he loses the ball. Jason Lawrence scoops it up for McDaniel. Lawrence passing behind the cage, Monzo. Green Terra reset right wing, now passes to the point. Brett holds. Now walks it into the box. Seagulls defense inching closer. Ball screen for Brett. Now backs up. Right now it's Preston Dabbs defending on Brett. Brett right wing. Lobs down low. Lawrence skip pass. Left side. Pump. Dupraw passes. Brett loses it. Ball's loose on the turf. Picks it back up. Slashed away and stolen. Nice defense there from Newt Kraus. Salisbury takes over. Alex Taylor, the goalkeeper, rushing it into the midline, now lobbing onto the Seagulls' side of the field. Preston Dabbs backs up. Two quick passes to Kane, and now near wing. Here is DePaul. DePaul feeds it to Corbin. Corbin's just going to roll it all the way to the far side of the field. Sean Fitzgerald now run that screen and roll of Corbin again. Draws a double team. Here's Corbin. Whips it near side. Can't make the pass. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on Salisbury. Green Terror take over. I haven't seen a whole lot of turnovers by Salisbury today. That's just their seventh. Trying to make something happen on offense. And now McDaniel, who is down 11-1 with 12:34 to play in the third quarter. They have possession. Jason Lawrence bringing it onto the left side of the box. Now passes near side. McDaniel moving from left to right. Road green jerseys for the Terror. Here's Troy Becker. Becker jogging, circling around. Far left corner behind the cage. Two quick passes to the point. Duprop going right. Jabs, stutters, and now he's knocked over. Donovan Lang on the defense. Now passing behind the cage again. Moving towards the crease. Here's Becker. Reverses field. High pass, right wing pump. Now getting in. Bounce shot goes way over the cage on the rebound. Moves near sideline and the ball goes out of bounds. Stays with the Green Terror. So McDaniel, no harm, no foul. Their possession continues. Duprat, he'll trigger the offense for McDaniel from the right wing. Low pass. He finds Monzo behind the goal. Reverses far side. Becker spinning right. He's working on Ottenritter. Pass down low. Here's Monzo. Feeds into the middle. Ball's loose on the turf. And we have a foul called on Salisbury. No penalty. Hayes with McDaniel. Lawrence jabs right. He's going left on the jog. Stick check coming here from Zeke Smith. The long pole trying to knock out the ball. Pass near wing. Monzo shot. Nice save by Taylor. I think that's his first save today. First time he's been tested. McDaniel stays with it after they grab the rebound. Becker. Behind the crease. Pass to the left wing. High shot above the cage. Taylor again nearly getting possession by racing towards the end line. But it is picked up. McDaniel takes over. Patrick Cirio behind the goal and he loses it. Pressure defense and now Taylor picks it up for Salisbury. All right. Salisbury with the ball now. Lob pass near side. Austin Kemp working with his goalkeeper, and the Seagulls with possession yet again, still in the backfield. Now crossing midline of Lang, far sideline, sprinting up into the attacking third of the Seagulls. Sun shining down on Seagulls Stadium, and Salisbury with a commanding 11-1 lead. 9 minutes, 45 seconds to play in quarter number three. Christian Ottenritter passes to Kendrick. Now Ottenritter will go back onto the defensive side of the field and sub out. Behind the cage, Phipps. Two quick passes. Near side. Here's Kane. He resets. Kendrick jabs right, goes left. Left-handed toss pass. Kane. Reversing field to Stork. Now Cirillo bumping with the defender. Finds DePaul, skip pass, Kendrick near wing. It's on the turf, he scoops it up. Kendrick going left, attacking the goal. Kendrick now backing up in the near back corner. Kendrick going one-on-one. Jabs left. He goes right. Now spins back to his left. Penetration here. Leaves it for DePaul. Still behind the cage, trying to find something. Feeding the middle. Nothing working. Cirillo at the point. Goes right. He'll whip one. Cranks it into the back of the net. Goal for Thomas Cirillo. It's 12-1. Salisbury up by 11. That's the third tally for Thomas Cirillo today. Salisbury with that dominant game here, 11-1. They've had a couple of big blowouts already this season. The one tight game against Lynchburg in overtime, thrilling the Seagulls faithful. Here in Salisbury a couple of weeks ago, faceoff won by Bianc, racing into the attacking third, pass to Kane. Now Kane slows it down for Salisbury. Lang moves towards the near sideline with possession. Two lobs. Right side, Corbin jogging now. Speeds up, going right. Draws a double team. Checked away. Lob pass to Phipps. Far wing. Phipps. Left-handed pass. Finds Fitzgerald. He's on the near wing. Now spins towards the middle. Centers the ball and now gets rid of it. Phipps looking for a back cut. Can't find it. Phipps circling towards the top. Low bounce pass into the net. Another goal for Luke Phipps. Make that number four for the senior.
Score by number 23, Luke Phipps.
13-1, Salisbury by 12. One goal away from matching the season high on the offensive output for the Seagulls. Face-up won by McDaniel. Spinning out of there is Trey Hunt III. Gets it to the point. Nice check by Salisbury. Now behind the cage. Monzo resets to Lawrence at the point. Lawrence moving left. Passes near wing. Down low. The shot through Taylor into the top shelf of the net. McDaniel makes it 13-2. That was Pat Bivens' first goal for the junior from Cockeysville, Maryland. Still an 11-point lead for Salisbury, but there you go. McDaniel with the quick offense after the faceoff win. Face-off here, this time, instead of Bianc, it is Michael Schiavone winning it for Salisbury, and we have a foul called on McDaniel. Salisbury gets possession, no penalty. Schiavone, along with Davis Anderson, onto the Seagulls' side of the field. And now both Schiavone and Anderson will retreat and get the attacking unit ready for Salisbury. Rotman on the near wing. He's there with Connor Summers. Also Kyle Goss on the attack for Salisbury. Here's Goss far side. Passes to Phipps. Swinging around to the horn. Here is Rotman going left. Behind the goal, DePaul. DePaul can't find anyone. Two quick passes, far wing. Here is Goss. Draws a double team, spins out. To the point. Here is Connor Summers. He goes right. Takes a ball screen. Now resets to Luke Phipps. Phipps moving his way far side. Salisbury up 13-2 with under 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Taking their time with the ball. Rotman feeds it to Summers. Summers reverses field. Now here's Goss at the point going left. The shot, leaping effort. It's a kick save there by Dalmas. Or just into the ball game, the goalkeeper for McDaniel. It's now Eric Ritchie in net. Salisbury takes over. They retain possession after the save. 13-2, Seagulls by 11. Luke Phipps far wing. Ball is loose on the turf, trying to scoop it up. Trying to rake it. And we have a whistle, and it goes against McDaniel on that loose ball. Simple infraction, and Salisbury will get possession. Whip downside, down low. It looked like it was Rotman looking for DePaul, and it glanced off his helmet on the high pass. Salisbury keeps the ball. A loose ball foul called on McDaniel. Goss on the far wing as we return to action. 4:43 to play in the third quarter. Salisbury 13, McDaniel 2. Summers from the point going right. Lobs it behind the cage. Here's Phipps to the point. Goss going left. Looking for the shot. Can't find one. Down low the pass, and it goes awry. He was looking for Nathan Blondino. Out of bounds past the end line. It's McDaniel possession. Richie working with his defense for McDaniel, just trying to get it into the terror side as a shoulder check just bowling over the McDaniel player, Griffin Melzer. They're going to whistle that for an infraction and a penalty on Salisbury upcoming. Laying down the lumber, and they're going to get Newt Krause.
Body check and penalty call on Salisbury University number 11, Newt Krause.
4 minutes to play in the third quarter, and now a man up are the McDaniel Green Terror. McDaniel still down big, 13-2. Salisbury playing very physical and not letting up, though the possessions are lengthening here. As the clock continues to tick in quarter number three. Green Terror with the ball. Jason Lawrence passes far wing, Sean Brett. Brett back to Lawrence. Playing catch, ball fake. Lawrence comes near side. Here's Bivens down low, feeding, and ball is loose and stolen away by the Seagulls. Can't find Zach Monzo on the connection. Taylor walking it up for Salisbury. He rolls it over to Martin, back to Taylor. Now the Green Terror extending their pressure. Pass to the midline. Lang backing up. Now gets it onto the Salisbury side of the field and loses it. Scooped up by McDaniel. Far side. Ball is loose up in the air. Serio losing it on the far sideline and now batting it out of bounds. That was Austin Kemp for Salisbury, so we'll stay with McDaniel. Now 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the third quarter. Salisbury still up 13-2. Big lead here for the Seagulls as they look to go to 4-0 on the young season. Near side Duprop. Big check here by Davis Anderson. He scoops up the ball, but we have a foul called. And Anderson is going to have to take a quick little knee. Again, leveling Duprat there was Davis Anderson on the cross check. So penalty on Salisbury. And again, going a man up are the Green Terror, but they've been unable to take advantage. 0-for-3 on the extra man opportunities today for McDaniel. Lawrence at the point for McDaniel. Pass to Brett. Give and go. Now swings it down low. Off the stick of Monzo towards the end line. Fighting with two Seagulls. Ball is loose at the line and scooped up. Oh, it went off the line and out of bounds. Before Zeke Smith was able to get to it, it just crossed that white line. And it's Green Terror ball at the boundary. to the point. The pass to Lawrence. Sidearm whip. And the goal. Down in the slot. Lawrence makes it 13-3. Lead is 10 for Salisbury.
McDaniel College goal.
And McDaniel scored two in a row.
Lawrence. Assist on the play by number three, Pat Bivens.
Give Lawrence the goal. Bivens the assist for the Green Terror. And now Schiavone will face off here for Salisbury. Schiavone bends at the waist. Now crouches down low, trying to scoop it out, and Schiavone does indeed win it. Now on the transition opportunity. Pass to Kane, down low. The shot blocked. It was Blondino denied by Richie. McDaniel taking over near sideline. Sprinting up on the right side of the field. A little scoop pass. Kevin Nichols controlling for McDaniel. Far sideline. Nichols fighting with Preston Dabbs. Nichols loses the ball. Can't find it. The glaring sun, and he lost the ball in his vision. The late reaction time. Now Salisbury with the turnover and steal. A turnover forced by the Seagulls, pushing up ahead. Here's Blondino, left wing. Back to the point. Anderson going left. Now circling out. He finds Blondino even with the goal. On the left side of the box. Corvin resets. Casual toss to the left wing. Here's Lang. Lang jabs left, goes right. Cradling in his right hand. Draws a double team. Pass to Fitzgerald. Left-handed shot. Right corner goal. Sean Fitzgerald makes it 14-3. Seagulls back up by 11. Under a minute to play, make it 50 seconds left in the third quarter. First goal of the day for Sean Fitzgerald. Salisbury pouring it on now. 50 seconds left in the third. Faceoff won by Bianc. He sprints into the attacking third. Bianc, he's going to take a shot into the side netting off the face of goal, and McDaniel takes over. McDaniel passing onto their side of the field. Centering it, losing it now. That was Trey Hunt on the attack, but a turnover, and now Salisbury, they're on the attack. Here is Dabbs rushing in, pass it to Paul, scoops it inside. Feeding the long stick. The shot blocked. Richie on the save. That shot by Zeke Smith denied. Now just winging it into the other side of the field at the final buzzer, but no goal there. Unable to get a clean shot off for McDaniel.
McDaniel College 3.
And it's 14-3 at the end of three quarters. 15 minutes left here at Salisbury. On their way to their fourth victory of the young season at the commanding 14-3 lead over McDaniel. This is Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Just 15 minutes left in this one. Salisbury with a big 14-3 lead. Final quarter action here as we enter the fourth. 11-goal advantage for the Seagulls. McDaniel scoring twice there in the third quarter, their best quarter to date. Team switch sides. Salisbury moving from left to right. Bianc working the faceoff. Bianc getting down low. Fighting here. On the other end is Nichols. A crowd converges at the center logo, and finally Bianc scoops it up. And again he loses it. Ball's loose, diving all over the place. And this time Zeke Smith with a big hit, and the foul will go against McDaniel. Taking the brunt of that one was Davis Anderson. Knocked off his feet, and now McDaniel will get possession. The officials conferring with one another. Two different officials tossing their flags. It's going to be Seagull's possession. Just 20 seconds into this fourth quarter. And taking a knee. The foul goes against McDaniel and looks like number 8, Alec Shunk. So man extra opportunity, or extra man opportunity here for Salisbury.
Non-releasable illegal body check penalty, number 8, Alex Shunk.
It's a 2-minute penalty on Shunk, and Salisbury, who is 1 of 3 in the extra man opportunities today, will get another here in the fourth quarter. Phipps at the point. Two quick passes, far wing. Now Corvin rolls it behind the net. Here's Kane. DePaul trying to feed the top of the crease. Can't find anyone. Lang. Skip pass. Now into the middle. The shot up and in. Greg Corvin. Nice penetration into the middle on a back cut.
Greg Corvin. Assist on the play by number 19.
Credit the assist to Sean Fitzgerald. It's 15-3. Salisbury by 2. Excuse me, by 12. For Corvin, that is just goal number 2 today. 6 different Seagulls on the score sheet. Phipps with 4. DePaul with 3. Thomas Cirillo with 3. Faceoff won by Bianc. Ball is loose, though. He scoops it up near the midline. Now raking it. DePaul crosses field. Pass to DePaul. And a timeout taken by Salisbury, and we'll take one with them. 15-3, Salisbury by 12, under 14 minutes left in this contest. All Seagulls here on SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
First Preference Mortgage has been a local lender, not a broker, for over 20 years, serving all of Maryland. Our loan officers work for you, meeting when you're available, on the weekends, in the evenings, whenever you're able to meet. If you're a first-time homebuyer, you've got to make a point to contact First Preference Mortgage. We'll walk you through the entire process. If you have credit issues, are looking to refinance or buying, First Preference can help. Log on to firstpref.com or call 1-800-321-5055.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
15-13, Salisbury up big over McDaniel here in Seagulls Stadium. Salisbury, Maryland, Doug Newton on hand for this one. Looks like this is going to be the fourth victory of the season for the Seagulls. Right now fourth in the nation. Ahead of them in the polls, Stevenson, who actually has a loss. The Stevenson Mustangs just lost to RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology, and they are the number one team in the poll. And then the State University of New York at Cortland, 1-0 on the young season. They are at number 2 in the polls. Rhett DePaul feeds the point. Fitzgerald, left-handed shot on the jump. The bounce off the cage. It rebounds all the way to midfield. And now McDaniel takes over on their side of the field. 15-13. Salisbury up by 12. Now 13-18 to go in the fourth quarter. Final period here. Behind the net, here's Timothy McNichol. McNichol passed to the far sideline looking for Brett. Deflected. It's off of Salisbury, so we'll go and stay with McDaniel. On the deflection, Donovan Lang. Lang pressuring Brett here. Looking to wrap around and knock the ball away from him. Pass to Lawrence, right wing, far side, sprinting into the middle. Lawrence at the center of the crease. Sliding shot. Can't find the back of the net. And he entered the crease. So a violation and possession over to Salisbury. Now minding the net for the Seagulls is Connor Anderson, as Alex Taylor is out of this ballgame. Pass up the near sideline. Here is Zeke Smith. Centers the ball. Cirillo, pass left wing. Shot and a rip and a goal. Mike Kane makes it 16-13. Thomas Cirillo with the assist. 12-13 to play in the game, and the Seagulls lead the Green Terror by 13. Well, the Seagulls are looking to bring back the Charles B. Clark Cup to Salisbury next month. The Gulls faced Washington College in the annual War on the Shore game. That's Tuesday, March 18th. And you can stream that live with SFMSports.net thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings, the War on the Shore. Faceoff won by McDaniel, and a stick check and stolen away. Nice poke out there by Marty Wallace. Jason Lawrence was sprinting into the attacking third. Looked like he was going to have an open opportunity for McDaniel. Instead, a turnover. Connor Anderson, the goalie, pushing, and we have a violation on Salisbury. Now running into the attacking third. A wide open court shot, and it's blocked, saved by Anderson. A flag down. Whistles will stop play, and down hurt just in front of the crease. I believe that's Timothy McNichol. It is indeed McNichol in the open field opportunity. Looked like he crashed into a pair of Seagulls. The leg save from Anderson, and now a break in play here with 11:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Salisbury leading 16-13. Well, if you love Seagulls lacrosse, never miss a single goal. You can take Salisbury lacrosse with you anywhere. Get the TuneIn app and stream Gulls lacrosse on your phone thanks to your Delmarva area McDonald's. Once you download the app, search and save SFM Sports Channel 3. McNichol slow as he walks off the far sideline to the McDaniel bench. And he will leave this game after being attended to by the Green Terror training staff. It's McDaniel possession as we return. Salisbury leads 16-13. Seagulls dominant. Monzo passes near wing. Brett, he tosses. Top of the box, Lawrence. Sidearm whip. Lawrence gets it back. And here's Duprat. Duprat right wing. Down low, Duprat gets it back. Here's Lawrence. Lawrence feeding in the middle. Top of the crease. The goal, the shot. It's Zach Monzo, and 16-14. Green Terror with the goal.
43, Jason Lawrence.
The assist by Lawrence. First goal of the day for Monzo. Second assist for Lawrence. Schiavone will take the faceoff for Salisbury. Still leading by 12. Now 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Schiavone diving to the turf. Can't pick it up. And now controlled by Zach Bitzer for McDaniel. Bitzer passing up ahead. Lobs it into the front side of the field for McDaniel. Trey Hunt controls for the Green Terror. Now his stick falls out after the stick check by Salisbury. Racing into the attacking third. Double team coming on McDermott. McDermott circling around. Around the crease he goes. Ball is loose. He kicks it to his teammate. And they're going to whistle that. And McDaniel takes over. Kevin McDermott, the freshman from New York, getting some playing time here. Ball is loose. New goalie in for McDaniel. It's Corey Schaefer, sophomore from Pennsylvania, in the net. Mentioned the switch of the goalie for Salisbury. Connor Anderson still back there. Nine minutes, 50 seconds to play in this ballgame. 16-4. Shot from the right wing. Stick save there by Anderson. It goes out of bounds. Monzo triggering for the Green Terror to the point. Here's Brett. Backing down his defender. Leaves it off for Lawrence. Pass to the bottom of the crease. Behind the net, here's Bivens looking to the right wing, and a foul called on Salisbury, knocking over the Green Terror. Here is Bivens whipping a shot and taking one right to the body. Anderson on the save, and now he lobs it all the way to the other side of the field. Racing in, here's New Kraus, the long stick. Short pass inside, knocked away, and the Green Terror loose ball. Picked up, scooped here. Christian Ottenritter controls for Salisbury. 8:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Salisbury 16. McDaniel 4. Goss. Left-handed cradle. Near the midline as Salisbury gets their subs right. Their attacking unit in the box. Near wing, here's Rotman. Passes back to Goss. Goss, the junior, stands 6'3". Whips one down low. Behind the cage, here's McDermott. McDermott around the perimeter of the ball goes. Rotman, near wing now. Going right, switches hands. Down low, the cut, and it's off the stick of McDermott. Saving it near the end line before going out of bounds. Here is Blondino. Nice hustle there by Blondino to retain possession for the Seagulls. Far wing. Connor Summers. Jabs left. Goes right. Pass to the point. Trying to get off a left-handed shot. Rotman can't find anything. Summers. He'll take a shot. Bouncing and saved there by Schaefer of McDaniel. McDaniel move up the far sideline and stolen away. Here's Rotman. Coming back into the box, Lottman, far wing. Pass to Summers, now McDermott. Behind the net to Goss, right wing, the left-handed shot right over the helmet and into the back of the net, the goal. 17-4, Seagulls by 13.
Salisbury University goal scored by number 15, Kyle Goss.
First goal of the day for Goss. Assist to Blondino. Salisbury up big with 7:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Sun is glaring down on Seagulls Stadium, and now the sun hides behind a cloud. A little shade on the faceoff. Schiavone fighting for it. Infraction on McDaniel, and so the Seagulls take over. Far wing. just touching inside the box. Here's Blondino. Now resets. Brandon Kendrick on the left wing. Seagulls moving from left to right here in this fourth and final quarter. Adam Stork, junior from New York, going left, jabs, stutter step. Now lobs to the point. Cirillo getting a running start. Now back pedals. Stop and start again. Pass inside. Feeds the top of the crease. A goal. Carson Kalama at the top of the crease. A low shot from his knee. He releases it. 18-4. Salisbury up by 14. So for Cirillo there, he's already got three goals. Gets his first assist of the game. Seagulls on their way to a lopsided victory. 18-4, your score. Fighting for the faceoff. Now taking over the faceoff duties is Cameron Maples for Salisbury. And it will be Seagulls' ball. Left wing, here is Blondino. Blondino will reset towards the midline in Griffin Melzer. Melzer, right-handed cradle. Pass to the near wing. Kalama circles back outside the box. Leaves it for Melzer. Melzer jogging right. Even with the goal on the right wing. Now goes left to the point. No shot. Swings it far wing. The shot from Blondino off the mark. It'll stay with Salisbury after going past the end line. Here's Kalama. Feeds the top of the crease. Nothing doing. Now behind the net. Wraparound shot from Blondino. Nice stick save by McDaniel and Schaefer. Green Terror take over. Trailing 18-4. Now 5:22 to play in the contest. Pressure in the backfield. Schaefer whips it up ahead. Bouncing pass, and it goes awry. Can they save it on the far sideline? No. The diving attempt from Bivens. Unable to keep it on the field of play. Salisbury takes over. Now 5:05 to go in the fourth. Anderson, the goalie, with possession for the goals. Anderson in the defensive third now in midfield. Pass to the near sideline, and he can't connect. There's a low toss trying to find Aaron Leeds, defenseman on the far sideline, and now racing back. High shot over the outstretched reach of Anderson. The goal for McDaniel. Just a little open field opportunity there. It's Patrick Sirio who gets the goal. It's 18-5 now. Seagulls still up by 13 with 4:43 to play in the game. Maples to take the faceoff for Salisbury. Getting down low, Maples wins it, tosses it to himself. Little scoop, inside pass, Blondino down low, just outside the crease. Kalama with the finish from the right side, just sneaking it on the near pole. 19-5, Carson Kalama, his second goal of the last 4 minutes. Salisbury up by 14.
Assist on the play by number 22, Nathan Blondino.
Blondino with the assist. His second assist of the fourth quarter. Infraction on the faceoff, and Salisbury takes over. Seagulls have dominated every aspect of the game. The only place where they haven't been tested really is on the defensive half. They've had barely any save opportunities because simply McDaniel hasn't had any shots. Goss at the point for the Seagulls. Moves his way right wing. Works his way behind the goal. Now stutters. Gets a running start. Spins back left towards the point. Here's Sennel the ball. Defender switch off. Goss circling around. Now far side. Goss. Pass behind the net. Here's McDermott. McDermott centers, losing it. Rotman. It goes past the far sideline. Turnover, and it gives the possession to McDaniel. Well, after the game, we'll chat with head coach Jim Berkman. If you can't hang around to listen to the All Access postgame show, you can come back and get Berkman on demand. Just visit sfmsports.net and click College Sports. Then select the Seagulls Sports Network for your All Access postgame show recap with head coach Jim Berkman. Has to like what he sees right now. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to go in this contest. And the Seagulls with their largest offensive output of the year, 19 goals. They've given up five. Right now, it would be their biggest margin of victory of the season. Behind the net for McDaniel, Troy Becker. Two quick passes, left wing. Here's Jackson Balkin. Now gets it to Brett, crossover left. Feeds the top of the crease, can't find the pass. Stolen away by by Salisbury. Ball is loose at the midline, fighting for it, and now the Green Terror get the steal. Racing back Monzo from the left wing. Penetration, shot blocked and saved. In the net now, Dan Feeney with the stop. And now the shot, the whip and pass the left side of the net. Pat Bivens unable to connect. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the game. Ball is loose on the right wing. Scooped up by Brendan Bromwell. Coming up the far sideline, now centering it across the midline. Patrick Cleary for Salisbury. Pass down low. Just outside the crease, the bounce shot. It's a goal. Give that one to Kevin McDermott. It's the 20th goal of the game for Salisbury.
Salisbury goal scored by number 30, Kevin McDermott.
Assist on 2 minutes and 2 seconds left in this game, and Salisbury will remain undefeated on the year. They lead 20-5. This one really never in doubt after a 6-0 first quarter for the Seagulls, and they have coasted from there. Another goal. The only question at this point is the final margin. The faceoff at a stalemate in the middle. Winning it, Cameron Maples for Salisbury. Ball is loose and now scooped up by McDaniel. Here comes Duprat. Into the attacking third. He'll shot. It's a low one. And off the ankles, the stop made. Dan Feeney with another save. The third goalkeeper to see time here for Salisbury. After the starter Alex Taylor and Connor Anderson both exiting here in garbage time. Feeney passes towards midfield. Losing the ball on a bump is Troy Brown. Brown passes near sideline, goes out of bounds, and now McDaniel takes over after the turnover. Minute 12 to play. Pass to the middle. Left-handed shot. Bivens blocked by Feeney again. Salisbury takes over. Racing to the ball is Pax Howard, the long stick midfield freshman from nearby Cambridge, Maryland. With the hustle play there and one final possession, you would think under a minute to play here for Salisbury. Feeney from the defensive third, passes far sideline. Here's Howard. Now reversing back. Feeney just stalling here for Salisbury. Have to get it into their side of the field, and they do indeed pass it up. And we have a time violation, unable to get it into the attacking box. Taylor Rathbun trying to hurry his way into the box, but McDaniel takes over. 28 seconds to play. 20-5, Salisbury by 15. Far wing, attacking Brett. Passes top of the crease, unable to get a shot off. Sirio off his stick and into the possession of the Salisbury Seagulls. Racing midfield. Attacking here for Salisbury. Under 10 seconds to go, and now they'll back it out. And they'll let the clock run. Pax Howard from the point, and that will do it. Oh, we have a whistle before the final horn. 1 second to go. And now it's McDaniel ball, and they just whip it down the length of the field. And Salisbury with the victory, 20-5, your final score here. Salisbury now 4-0 on the season, their biggest victory of the year, and their largest offensive output with 20 goals, surpassing the 14 they scored at Greensboro. A dominant performance for the Seagulls over their in-state rivals, the McDaniel Green Terror. McDaniel now 0-2 on the 2014 season. When we return, the all-access post-game show. This is Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net.
Every season starts with hope and a dream to play for the ultimate title, to become NCAA national champions. And you can experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division III Men's Basketball Championship, March 21st and 22nd in Salem, Virginia, hosted by the Old Dominion Athletic Conference and the City of Salem. Affordable tickets now available. Visit ncaa.com/tickets today and make a date with champions.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
After a season of intense competition, only the elite are left standing.
Oh, wow!
The best in men's college lacrosse are coming to Newark, Delaware.
Let's fly and score!
Experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division I Men's Lacrosse Quarterfinals, Sunday, May 18th at Delaware Stadium in Newark, Delaware. Affordable tickets available.
And we are tied!
Visit ncaa.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
Time to break down the game and chat with Coach Berkman. This is the Seagulls All-Access Postgame Show from SFMSports.net.
Well, we'll have Coach Berkman later on here on the postgame show, but right now we wrap up a 20-5 victory for the Salisbury Seagulls over the McDaniel College Green Terror, and we came into this game expecting a Salisbury team to show their muscle against an in-state rival. They have dominated this series historically these last few years. The last time these two teams played here at Seagull Stadium in 2012, it was a 22-1 win, and while it wasn't that lopsided today, it was really never in question for Salisbury. 20-5 your final. They win by 15, the most goals scored by Salisbury this season, surpassing the 14 goals they scored against Greensboro. And though they did allow 5 goals, more than they did against Widener and Greensboro, it was still a solid victory for Salisbury. They got some playing time for some guys that don't normally get a whole lot of action on the field. And a strong first half, allowing the Seagulls to coast to victory. Thomas Cirillo with 3 goals and 2 assists, 5 points in total for Cirillo, and he had a couple more that bounced off the pipes and crossbar. Cirillo could have ended with maybe 5 or 6 goals, but he'll end with 5 points on the day. Rhett DePaul had 5 points, all of them coming in the first half. DePaul didn't see a whole lot of action in the second half, and when he did, wasn't exactly forcing the issue. DePaul with 3 goals and 2 assists as well for another 5 points. Greg Corbin with 2 goals and an assist. Brandon Kendrick, no goals, but he did manage an assist. Kyle Goss with a goal late in the fourth quarter. Sean Fitzgerald with a goal as well. Mike Kane with 3 goals. And then leading the way, Luke Phipps with 4. Carson Kalama with 2 goals down the stretch as Salisbury just exerting their will against McDaniel here today. A big win for the Seagulls as Coach Berkman talking to his team near their goal as they wind down this victory. Now 4-0 on the year are the Salisbury Seagulls. They will next face Gettysburg on March the 1st on the road. The next home game for Salisbury University is on March the 15th. That's a Saturday against Frostburg State. So another in-state Division III rival for Salisbury, and they'll try to keep that undefeated mark unblemished as they face Gettysburg and then Frostburg State in a couple of weeks. Well, we'll continue the All Access post-game show when we return. We'll have Coach Jim Berkman in a few minutes here on SFMSports.net.
Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net is fed by Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus.
I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles.
At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
You're working out, you're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Every season starts with a hope and a dream to play for the ultimate title, to become NCAA national champions. And you can experience it live at the 2014 NCAA Division III Women's Basketball Championship, March 21st through 22nd in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, hosted by the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Affordable tickets now available. Visit NCAA.com/tickets today and make a date with champions.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Salisbury University and the NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the Seagulls Lacrosse postgame show here at Seagulls Stadium. Salisbury University with the 20-5 win over the McDaniel College Green Terror. Doug Newton here as we recap this one for you. Big win for Salisbury, and they really coasted in this one after a 6-0 first quarter. They blanked McDaniel in the first 15 minutes. They led 10-1 at halftime. It was 14-3 after the third, and they didn't really let up. They scored 6 more goals in the final period as the subs continuing the success of the first team, and Salisbury getting the big win here today. Rhett DePaul having a dominant first half with 3 goals and 2 assists as we bring in head coach Jim Berkman here to the post-game show, and Coach Berkman talking about this big win, and it was really a dominant one in terms of possession. The face-offs were heavy in your favor, and you hardly let McDaniel take over on the offensive end.
Well, Chris Bianc set the tone today at the face-off. We've been waiting for that, you know, in the first 3 games, and we've been working with him, and he definitely showed some things that he, being more disciplined out there today, that resulted in a huge effort at the face-off X. And also with Mike Schiavone, you know, he had a really nice day as the second guy, too. So, you know, that definitely sets the tone when you have the ball. You know, we only gave up 4 shots in the first half, 1 shot on goal, I believe, and we dominated with 30 shots in the first half. So, no, I like the way we got out of the gate today. I thought we played a good game, even the third quarter. Got a little sloppy when we put a lot of the seconds and third guys in the fourth quarter that we're not real excited about today. But as a whole, it was a good effort for the Seagulls today.
You mentioned the success of Chris Bianc, 11 of 13 from the faceoff. Schiavone was 5 of 6. And it seemed like whenever McDaniel, even if they got a stop on their defense, you were pressuring in the backfield and getting some forced turnovers.
Yeah, well, we had real good matchups against them today. You know, we knew that who their players were, and our guys that were guarding them, they were real good matchups for us. You know, we knew 43 was their best player, and, you know, he got a couple points there on the man up today and made the most of it because he is such a good feeder. But, you know, we held him in check pretty good on the 6-on-6 situations.
How about the first half from Rhett DePaul? He played very well in those first 30 minutes. He had 3 goals and 2 assists in the first half alone, and then kind of went silent in the second half as you brought your second and third team in. How would you assess his performance?
Well, it was good to get Rhett some goals. You know, he's had some opportunities this year. He just needs a little bit more confidence. He made a couple of real nice feeds right in the beginning of the game that led to goals, and then he got a couple opportunities, and it was good to see him bury them in the back so that he can bring that confidence forward as we move into a huge game on Saturday at Gettysburg.
And then for Thomas Cirillo, it seemed like a couple times he was robbed at the end of the first half. He just missed an opportunity, and a couple of times he hit the pipes. He still ends the day with 3 goals. Got to be nice for him, but it could have been much more.
Yeah, Tommy's a heck of a shooter, and you know, he hit the pipe a couple times in the first half. I don't see exactly the individual there on him, but he had a lot of shots today, and he hit the pipe, I think, 3 times. And then we set up that little pick and roll to end the half, you know, and held the ball until the last 10 seconds, and we ran Luke off a pick, and they helped on him. And Tommy slipped off the pick, and we got him a 1-on-1, and he actually hit the goalie, you know, in the stick there 1-on-1. So he had some opportunities today. You know, he had 3. Definitely could have had 5 today, but it's good to see him shooting the ball like that because he's probably got the hardest and best midfield shot that we have. And it was good to see him get some goals today. He needed a little bit more confidence. Also,
48 shots to 20, the heavy differential in your favor, and you just needed 6 saves from your goalkeepers. And Feeney at the end with actually led your team with 3 saves. Your starter Taylor was only tested the one time. He had one goal that he did allow. Didn't need much from you guys on the back end.
Well, you know, we dominated the faceoff, and we were doing a good job of putting it in the net, so there wasn't a whole lot of opportunities back there other than the couple man-ups that we gave up today. But, you know, it's tough to play in the goal when you don't see the ball for a long time, too. But, you know, I kind of like that. You know, as a coach, you don't mind that.
Now you go back on the road to play Gettysburg. What does that matchup hold for you, and how do you reset this Saturday?
Well, it's a big game. You know, it's Gettysburg's always been a tradition of a huge rivalry game. There'll be a big crowd on Saturday. They got a very experienced. Their top 4 scorers are back. You know, they turn a pretty experienced team that's always there in the top group. And I'm sure at the end this year they'll be one of the top 10 teams in the nation. So this is a big game. This game is could be one that definitely could give us some momentum. It also it would have some playoff implications, I think, too, as far as home field goes down the road if we could take care of business this Saturday.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck up in Gettysburg this Saturday. Thanks for joining us here on the post-game show. That's Coach Jim. Jim Berkman,
you,
as the Salisbury Seagulls are victorious here today, 20-5 against the McDaniel Green Terriers. You just heard there from Coach Berkman, and he was pleased with the first half result as they dominated the faceoffs. Chris Bianc with 11 of 13 faceoffs won throughout the game. Schiavone with 5 of 6 as the second guy coming off the bench to handle those. And it was a dominant effort here from Salisbury, and one that will keep the Seagulls' momentum going, still undefeated on this young season, 4-0, as they now go back on the road to play Gettysburg this Saturday. We'll wrap things up when we return. This is Seagulls Lacrosse on SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Salisbury B-Dubs is in the North Point Plaza on Route 13. Your Salisbury Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place for wings, beer, sports.
Only the very best make it to the championship round, but only one wins the ultimate title.
Scores, are you kidding me?
The NCAA Lacrosse Championships are returning to Baltimore. Experience it live. 3 days, 3 championships, the ultimate lacrosse experience at the 2014 NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championships, May 24th through 26th at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Affordable tickets available. Visit NCAA.com/lacrosse and make a date with champions.
This is Seagulls Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Well, it's a final here at Seagulls Stadium. The Salisbury University men's lacrosse team getting a big 20-5 win over McDaniel College. McDaniel making the trip down to Westminster, and this is that annual series between these two Maryland schools. And Salisbury, they have dominated in the recent past, and they continued that tradition as one of the best teams in Division III, and they really showed why today with a 15-goal victory over McDaniel, 20-5, the most goals scored by the offense this year, surpassing the 14 goals they scored at Greensboro. And while they really shut out McDaniel in the first half, allowed just one goal, and it came in the second quarter after a dominant first quarter. Got out of the gates well for Salisbury. They kind of coasted from there. Eventually, McDaniel would score 4 goals in the third and fourth quarter, so your 20-5 score. Rhett DePaul with 3 goals to lead the way with 2 assists as well, so 5 points for DePaul. Thomas Cirillo ending with 5 points, and now they go back on the road. They play Gettysburg, and after that they'll have another road game at Ohio Wesleyan. That one's actually going to be played in Bethesda, Maryland, on a neutral site. And then they have a home game. The next time we'll be back on the air is March the 15th. That's a Saturday game against Frostburg State, a 1 p.m. start time here at Seagulls Stadium. So if you can't come out to Salisbury, you can, of course, join us on SFMSports.net. Pre-game show for that one will start at 12:45. For Steve Clendenin for producing today's broadcast, very special thank you to him, and thank you for joining us here on SFMSports.net. I am Doug Newton, reminding you, your final score once again, Salisbury University 20, McDaniel College 5. Farewell from Salisbury. Have a pleasant rest of your Wednesday evening.
This presentation of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse from SFMSports.net has been presented by Salisbury University and powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Visit SUSeagulls.com, the official website of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse, and be sure to join us for our next broadcast of Salisbury Seagulls Lacrosse. Visit SFMSports.net for the complete schedule and to stream live.